Hello, great evening. This is Anna, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the last show of the semester. Kind of sad. And today I'm joined by two very special guests. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sup, name is Nick.
Hi, guys. I'm Cosmo. And last Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was going to go somewhere with that, and my brain, it's too late. It's midnight, and I can't think. So, hi, guys.
You don't like the midnight slot? You don't think it's
No, fair? I really do. I'm just not used to it. Some joke about last Christmas, and I'm Jewish, so it kind of fell through, guys.
It's like, it didn't work.
Keep thinking.
Yeah.
So last show, last week of the semester for some of us, not me, unfortunately. But
no, me neither.
But for
one lucky guy,
it is me. I made special arrangements. Unfortunately, we are gonna be missing my last show on Monday. But
ooh,
that's, I think that's part of what motivated me internally to come here, even if I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that you made that decision. Yeah. I'm so glad that you booked your flight for LA,
guys.
On Friday.
Yeah,
guys, how could I miss a show with you?
Right,
you two. Facts. My favorite radio hosts ever.
Oh, yeah. So wholesome.
That is wholesome.
'Tis the season.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into the holiday spirit, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Winter break fast approaching.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your plans? What are you guys doing?
I'll be headed back to Jersey. Going to hang out with the family a little bit. What else? All the Christmas traditions, the food, go to church Christmas Eve. And then going to do a little skiing, too, because I always associate Christmas with snow, even if that's not like an actual thing, but I feel like you have to like touch snow in some form over Christmas. So hopefully I'll be doing that. We'll see.
You tried that yellow snow?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. It's like it's a new upgrade or something. Bomb. But yeah, it's really fluffy and powdery. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm just going back home, going to Los Angeles. Unfortunately, there will be no snow anywhere to be seen.
Oh.
I'm excited. I feel like it's been a really good semester. I'm very happy with my semester so far.
Agreed.
But yeah, I don't know. To be honest, hot take, kind of sick of Christmas songs already. I think people get into it too soon.
Get out of here.
This is anti-Christian hate.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See how it is, fellas.
I just, you know, not even to play devil's advocate, but I actually, there are some Christmas songs I really like. For example, Last Christmas. But I think I just going to the dining hall and hearing every single Christmas song ever, like a month in advance, like even in November, I'm like, guys.
Yeah, but it was after Thanksgiving. That's like the hard and fast rule, in my opinion.
Okay, that's so true.
You gotta let the dining workers get into the Christmas spirit as well. Like, you're just a Grinch.
Be fair, like, I love it when I'm there for like my like whatever hour and a half I spend in the dining hall per day. Mm-hmm. And maybe they feel otherwise, but I do feel bad because then I realize the dining hall workers listen to it all day, and that would be annoying. So I'm curious if like they like genuinely like it and they're just like super festive, or there's like, you know, one Grinch of a boss who can't, you know, switch the radio from the Christmas music.
That's actually very, I'm happy you brought that up. I don't know if either of you have had this experience, like just working jobs of any sort, but like having the same playlist play over and over again.
Yes.
What was it for you?
My old job, shout out Aquilina. None of my coworkers will listen to this, so I guess I'm safe. But
hopefully.
My work, it was like 5-star, 5-diamond hotel. They never let you forget that it was a 5-star, 5-diamond hotel.
What is 5-diamond?
Yeah.
Like Forbes 5-diamond. Guys, you don't know what Forbes
5-diamond is. No, I don't go to 5-star hotels that much. Yeah. You know.
Yet. You're on the up and up. Like,
hopefully.
But yeah, like, the playlist that they would play was like beach, like yacht music. And so it was like either like instrumentals or like there was a song about coconut water that played once an hour. And it was torturous, like torturous. I can't even like begin to explain it, but I had like a visceral reaction every time I heard it. It ruined my day.
That's so funny.
Wow. And I'm gathering your like manager was in charge of the aux, or?
No, I wish. But no, actually I don't wish, because my manager would have put like rap music on, and then that's like a little too much rap.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then who was controlling the music?
I think it's like the front desk makes the playlist. But I worked at the pool and beach, so I had no control over anything.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I was stuck with over last summer, whoever ran like the soundtrack of the plaza, like, I think it had to be my mom. I think I don't even know how she got in there, but all of the music was like boomer, like mom, like boomer, like white mom music, like Maroon 5. It was Maroon 5 all the time, and I love Maroon 5. Like, don't get me wrong, I have no Adam Levine.
Why
shout out you.
My boy?
But, like, you can only hear Sugar so many times, I feel like. But, I don't know, I think I took the approach where it was, like, kind of like the Sisyphus of music, if you will, where, like, I could sit there and just suffer through the whole thing, but it was kind of more fun to, like, really, like, sing out every song with your entire heart, because you gotta, like, you gotta have the time pass somehow.
Yeah, I mean, could be good karaoke material.
Yeah.
I mean, thinking optimistically. That Sugar by Maroon 5 reminds me that I think the more modern equivalent of that, and I'm sure you will hear this too, is that maybe a side take, but As It Was by Harry Styles. It's like the ultimate, like, made for like an Apple, like, you know, kind of upbeat ad music, which is too bad, because like, hey, I feel like Harry Styles is someone who's like, you know, could be, he's pretty good at music, but then you know make something that's like as vanilla as possible. It's like
yeah,
it's such like Urban Outfitters music.
Yes exactly.
That is, Nick, as soon as you said that, I was like, I could see that in an Apple commercial. Yeah. Like, the phone is, like, flipping.
And there's some memes about it a couple years ago, too. I wasn't the only one thinking this, but yeah.
You know what? Like, I personally am not the biggest Harry Styles fan, but I do think that song eats. I am, like, bopping my head to it. I'm not gonna lie. Like.
Sure.
So, Eddie.
So, guys.
Anyway.
Holidays, am I right?
Holidays, crazy,
Exciting.
What What is the craziest holiday story that's ever, like, the craziest thing that's happened to you during a holiday? It can be anything. It doesn't have to be, like, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's.
I feel like there's got to be a Christmas one for me.
Here's the thing. When I was walking over here, I was thinking about this really hard, and I wanted to make sure it was a story that, like, I hadn't told before.
Right.
Not that anybody has listened to anything I've done in the past.
Yeah,
but, like,
all our fans.
I don't know, but not to bore you guys, because you guys were here on, like, the Thanksgiving one that we did, and I was like, I don't want to give an old story. I do know there was a time where I have this great-grandmother on my dad's side who lives somewhere out in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma, or maybe Arkansas. Honestly, we don't know. And she, like, kind of, she'll send letters every now and again to us that are, like, written in what looks like doctor's prescription note. Like, it's, you just, like, can't read them, and we'll spend, like, an hour deciphering them. But it's sweet. She tries. And so we wanted to send her this, like, you know, thank you for trying to remain in our life type thing.
Right.
So we sent her a family photo that we all spent a lot of time getting together and taking and framing. We sent it to her. We don't hear anything back. A year passes. We don't hear anything back. Another year passes, nothing. And about 4 years later, we're opening gifts for Hanukkah on the table. And there's a gift there that, like, my mom put down. And she was like, guys, like, we have another special gift. So we open it. It's from my great-grandmother.
Oh.
And it's the exact same framed photo that we gave her 4 years ago.
Wow.
She re-gifted it to us.
Boomerang.
It was a boomerang, exactly.
Wow.
But did she add the frame to it at least?
Nope.
Or was it, like, returned to sender?
Literally the same thing. I don't even think there was a card with it or a letter or anything. It was just, like, signed on the back as if, like, she had done it herself.
Oh.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Grandma.
But, you know.
You know what? It was heartfelt. She thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I felt something in my heart. I don't know what it was.
It was a feeling, and that's what matters, as long as you felt.
You're so right. That's what I got.
Exactly. Nice.
What about you, Nick? I feel like you have something.
Yeah, I'm gonna might have to circle back to me, but I'll give you the one I have now. Oh, well, first of all, in terms of just Christmas, like, I don't know if anyone else.
Multiple.
No. That'd be a better one soon. Well, this is pretty good. Well, first of all, like, I was gonna say my family is, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, serial, like, holiday, like, Christmas, New Year's card senders. So just, like, I mean, right around this time of year, which I guess I'm missing now, you know, being at college, like, my brother and I turned into minions, and we're literally just stuffing our, like literally over 200 envelopes of Christmas cards. And also because, you know, like, a lot of them are going to, like, American family, but then Croatian family, and you got to send them early to get them overseas so they're not late. And I just, like, I don't know. It's like a whole operation. But then in terms of crazy Christmas stories, about 8 years ago, and honestly, I might have told the story too before, so I'll be brief, but my I got, like, some sort of really cool, like, Lego set, and my brother was jealous. He's, like, 2 years younger. So then he basically just chased me around the living room and straight into our kitchen, like, kind of countertop, which is about 4 or 5 feet tall. And, you know, me, you know, being the young basketball player I was, did a quick, like, jab step and move to the left as I was going towards the kitchen top. But my brother was falling straight after me, like, you know, going for the sack. And so then his
don't laugh.
sorry. I'm replaying in my head. You had to be there. You had to be there. Christmas 2014. He chipped his front tooth on the counter, and it was pretty bad because, you know, like, his front tooth is chipped off. It's Christmas. No dentists are open, and then he tried to blame it on me, and I was like, well, you were chasing me for my gift. Doesn't really work like that. And then it's been a weird point of contention ever since, because, like, you know, he's gotten better. He got his tooth fixed a few days later. But to this day, like, I'll bring it up again, and he's like, he's convinced it was 100% my fault, and I'm like, look, I'm sorry, but it wasn't my fault at all. So
you not only like broke his ankles, but you broke his lateral incisors.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
And now, you know, if
and
you ever
broke his spirit as well.
Right. Well, and not part it's of his Christmas tooth. So if you ever see my brother, you know, half that tooth on the front is not real.
Does he have, like, PTSD walking around, like, counters now?
No, not even. I mean, he would tell you he has PTSD from braces.
That's so
cool. Because we got those, like, a year later. But, no, not counters. I guess, no.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, funnily enough, I also have a breaking my brother's front tooth.
So oh,
you guys are
with
evil.
Christmas, or?
During Christmas.
No
as well,
way.
So maybe it's just a, like, an older
yeah, crazy
sibling
coincidence.
Yeah, as a younger child, I'm, like, I'm a little worried right now.
Yeah,
no, okay, like,
get a mouth guard.
Listen, it was at my uncle's house, and he had a pool, and this was crazy because at the time we lived in Mexico City, where there's no water, like, there's no pools, there's nothing, and we went to Acapulco, which is, like, it's like a nice little like beach town, and don't go there now, it's like super unsafe and you'll die, but like back then it was nice. And we were in the pool, and my cousins had these crazy Nerf guns. They were like the big plastic ones. And I was just, you know, I was a violent child, I guess I would say. And my brother and I were like playing with the water guns in the pool, like on Christmas Eve, you know, waiting for the Christmas dinner to be ready. And my brother kept spraying me in the ear. And that is just like, that's just such an unpleasant thing. Like, who wants to be sprayed by water inside of your ear canal? Like, I was what, maybe like 7 years old? So I also had the like, the prepubescent child rage that only 7 year olds have. And
God, I miss that rage in myself.
God.
No.
What I would do to get that
rage. You can awaken it. I trust you. Roar.
Roar.
All right.
Anyways.
I grab the Nerf gun and I literally throw it at his face. And his tooth chipped so badly that we had to go to the dentist that day. Anyway, I was grounded and I didn't get my presents.
Self-defense.
So... I mean, yeah, it was self-defense. Yeah. Like, what if I got an ear infection?
No, seriously.
What about that?
Swimmer's ear also is no joke.
Yeah. But anyway, this is like a lesson to all younger siblings not to piss off your older sibling, because you can lose a tooth.
That's funny.
Exactly.
You've heard two stories of younger siblings losing teeth.
Okay. Well, you guys are now reminding me. My older brother also injured me. Not tooth. Dare I say... worse, actually. We were playing, for the sake of the story, I'm going to say it was around Christmas time. Truthfully, I have no idea when it was. But we were playing some Flash game on our like shared laptop. And we were sitting on a chair about the size of the chairs that you guys are sitting on right now. So clearly not a seat built for two people. And my brother and I were like kind of like vying for cheek space on this chair, and
two butts
like
pushing
each other. Exactly, we're like pushing each other off and on and off and on. And at one point, he like kind of like spins and like tries to whip me off the chair, and me being like probably 6 years old, you know, a gust of wind would be dangerous for me.
Yeah,
and I'm a light human being.
Small bean.
And he whips me, and I fly like probably at least 3 or 4 feet, and I hit the wall. And that was a sound effect right there, guys.
Nice.
I hit the wall, and he's like, "Cause, are you okay?" And he looks at me, and I had bit through my lip.
Oh.
And to this day, I have a little scar right here. I don't know if you guys can... I'll flash a little light on it.
Yeah. I see that.
I so wish my listeners could be looking at your scar right now.
Yeah.
So fire.
So that was kind of the thing I had on my brother for at least a few years. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm a veteran, you know, talk to him with some respect.
Battle scars.
Yeah. Yeah. Weirdly enough that you mentioned this, the prepubescent rage, I think it's a real thing.
I think it should be studied. Like, no one talks about how 5 to 10 year olds are evil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Evil people.
I once got into a fight with my brother over Hot Wheels. This sounds bad. My brother and I love each other. We're very tight. But
you and Hot Wheels, first
of all. Hot Wheels is a constant throughout my life. Yeah. But I don't know if you guys have used or played with Hot Wheels before, but like the tracks, they're like these orange kind of like...
Yeah, so much fun.
I don't even know if you can call them tracks. They're basically like little like tiny guiding rails. And they click together and they form like longer and longer ones. Mm-hmm. My brother and I got into some fight, and for whatever reason I like looked down and I saw we had these Hot Wheel tracks, and I was like, yep, that's a weapon. And I picked it up and I just like, whoosh, like, whoa. I don't know what happened, but I think I gave him a bloody nose. And then after that, I was like literally shaking with prepubescent rage. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done? Like, I've become my worst enemy. Like,
exactly.
And then, then I retired from fighting with my brother after that. But
and you hit
that
puberty.
That was the last fight.
I don't know. It's scary. I don't know. Like, getting in fights with your siblings is fun until somebody gets hurt, and then you feel like
garbage. And in the moment, it feels like there's no boundaries, because they're like, I don't know. Like, it's like in the household. It's like, I don't know. Something's different.
No, this is my sibling. Like,
what do you mean they have feelings?
On the floor.
Yeah. My brother had a lot of don't tell moms though to me. Oh. I feel like he would always make me cry and be like, I'll get you an ice pack, like whatever, like just don't tell mom.
No, I would brab my siblings. Like, I didn't make them cry that often, to be honest. I sound like a horrible sister. I'm great. I'm a great person, guys. I swear, please. Like, I'm a good guy. But I remember like my siblings would be on the floor putting on a show, like like trying to convince, I don't know. Anyway, so I remember I would bribe them with like whatever like tooth fairy money I had, like whatever money I had saved up for my birthday, like, please, I'll give you $10, like, stop crying. Yeah. And like sometimes it worked, I'm not gonna lie, like money talks, money speaks. And
You had like a toddler mafia going on.
I was a mastermind. Okay. Like, oh my. I am a mastermind. Dang. But back then it was more apparent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was more evil, you know?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Nice. I'm curious what your Christmas songs are that you guys chose. That's been on the back of my mind.
Well,
yeah.
I feel like mine is so niche to me. No one's gonna like it except for me and the
should we get out of the way, so to speak?
You wanna, okay.
With this, that kind of introduction, we have to, I feel like.
No one's gonna get it, but I hope to the listeners that you enjoy this very niche Hispanic Christmas carol.
Feliz Navidad?
No.
Oh.
No.
Shoot. Okay.
No, it's okay.
I'm listening.
Like, you tried, and that's what matters.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to translate anything, too, you're welcome to.
Is it El Alfa's Christmas song?
Oh my god, I should have added that.
I didn't know that he had a Christmas song. I made that up.
He doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ready? This is El Burrito El Burrito de Belén.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sing along if you know it.
Mañanero ilumina mi sendero.
guys, upon getting yelled at by text, I realized that that is not a niche song, and maybe I just want it to be special. Okay, like, can I live? But yeah, thank you for correcting me. It's I guess it's niche for me, but not for a lot of people, I guess.
Okay, anyway. We can't all be niche.
We can't all be perfect like me.
Such a hard act to follow.
Yeah, right. You guys missed it, but as soon as Anna played the song, me and Nick started singing along too. We knew it.
And they started dancing.
Yeah, there was some dancing involved.
Oh my god, I wish you guys could see. I wish it was like a live broadcast.
Yeah, you gotta subscribe to our Patreon for that.
Yeah, exactly. Check it out, link in bio.
Yeah, link in bio. Anyway.
Okay, so I'd heard, apparently, in the time that this song was playing, that Anna may have met, or her boss may have met favorite artist. One of my favorite artists.
Who's your favorite artist? Can you let the audience know?
Yeah, no. So it's a BLP Kosher.
Can you?
What's a little louder?
Oh, louder?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
BLP Kosher. BLP
Kosher.
Listen, I will shamefully admit that BLP Kosher was, I think, my fourth most listened to artist past year.
Like unironically.
You know, it started as a bit, and then the bit became real.
His songs kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of like listening to Yeet.
They do. They do eat. I think there's something to be said. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with the sentence. It's goofy. It's weird. I've never heard, Jewish representation in the rap game, but honestly, I love it.
You'll take it.
It's good. It's weird. He just released a song with Young Lean too, so he's like making rounds.
I was gonna ask if he's like collab. I mean, that's legit.
Yeah, him and Babytron made a song. I don't know, he's getting around. His songs are funny. To me, they're like gym songs. Like, they're songs that kind of get me hyped. I wouldn't listen to them if any other human being was near me. And that's all I have to say about BLP Kosher, guys.
I did play a BLP Kosher song per your request.
That's true.
2 weeks ago.
That's true.
On this very show. And you know what? You were smiling ear to ear.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard through the grapevine.
Yeah. I love that song. It's so good.
You were jovial.
There are some wild, wild bars, most of which I don't think I could repeat on air. But there
was midnight.
That's so true, but even still.
You can't curse.
I can't. Yeah, the songs can. Does that mean I can curse if I'm singing along? No, probably not.
I'll just feel bleep really loudly when I hear it coming.
There was some bar that was like, I'm getting cheese like I'm from Vermont.
Ooh.
Why this jit so nonchalant? Which I thought was incredible.
Wow.
How does he think of it? I truly don't know. Okay, I want to request my Christmas song, if I can.
Okay.
This is only Christmassy in the sense that it has the word Mary in it. Like, there's a line about the, like, M-E-R-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Called LMF by Smino.
Ah.
Huge fan.
I love that song. Guys.
It's good. Cool song.
What does it stand for?
This is not a holiday song, but it's Cosmo's holiday.
Yeah. Exactly. I just found out about this. Although, it's not a new song. I recently found out about this. Good song. That's all I have to say about it.
Okay, this is LMF by Smino. Oh my god.
Nope.
Said she real figure, you a line, Mufasa, baby. Ain't nothing by me, PG rated. S for extraordinary. The Mary got me married. Now I'm singing like Mary Mary. The coop going stupid, call it Coopy. This February, La Boo got them juices, heal me up with the elderberry. Typhoon in that pump, don't take better when it's vegetarian. I milk the gay like Moo Moo Moo, big get out the way. Oh, St. Louis nigga, get you Jason, boy, he's a Jason Tatum. St. Louis nigga, get you Jason, boy, he's a Jason. Shoot the nigga, lights out in the barrel, let me. Fleet like Timberbeast, these Japanese on drink, champagne, but fuck a clack of drinks overseas. We the Jesus heart, concrete shit, cause these niggas been my boss from the cement, believe it. I think at the fire, they figure no heat up LeBron. Look at the time, a quarter to nine. A nigga just order my nine, Hakuna Matata. I look like my father. You a lie, Mufasa.
I
say she real figure, you a lie, Mufasa. Baby, ain't nothing about me, Fiji. Rated extra extraordinary. The Mary got me married, now I'm singing like Mary, Mary. The coup, going stupid, call it Coopin. It's February, LaPoo. Got them juices, heal me up with the elderberry. Tapoom, in that poom poom paper, doing it vegetarian. I feel the game like Moo Moo Moo, big get out the way. Oh, St. Louis, nigga, get you Jason, boy, he's a Jason Tatum, St. Louis.
This shit feel like the motherfucking city.
Came from St. Louis.
All my niggas from St. Louis, nigga, to stand up right.
Straight from St. Louis. St. Louis. St. Louis. St. Louis.
Saudações a todos os ouvintes, daqui é o Chacalion e vocês estão viajando ao som do samba. Deus abençoe.
Okay guys, that was LMF by Smino, per Cosmo's request.
I also, sorry, because I just got a text, I feel like I need to acknowledge. I think my roommate may have turned me on to that song.
No.
Although I didn't realize it in the moment, and I think like I found it months later, and I was like, "This song is great," and then I played it, and he was like, "Oh yeah, like that was the first song I ever heard from." And I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm late to this."
Who's your roommate? I think he deserves a shout out here.
Kai, my sweetie.
Yeah,
Kai.
Give credit where credit is due.
That's so fair. Facts. That's so fair.
Let his name be known.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if that counts as turning me onto a song, but I feel like it counts as a mention for
no,
sure.
No, fair enough. Fair enough.
I think that is actually one of my favorite things, not that anybody asked, in the world, is like showing people music and them liking it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like is really an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
Because you know, I feel like the music you listen to is kind of like a snapshot of you.
No, 100%.
In a sense.
Yeah.
Right.
And if somebody's like, oh, I like that. You're like, oh, that feels nice. I was vulnerable. Yeah. I shared the music I like and you like
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
You're just a sensitive guy.
Empath. Yeah, empath.
No just an empath.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways.
It's looking like that time to read a PSA. Nick, you want to do the honors?
Yeah. All right. So this is, I think, the first time I've opened the book and found a really good PSA, and I'm not going to have to, like, scroll for 20 pages. So without further ado, Somerville Free Hearty Meals for All PSA, which I feel like fits into, you know, the whole Christmas, you know, giving, but also, you know, just festive joy holiday season. Come in and build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes a vegetable, along with a nutritious, filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month. So, second Friday, that's coming up, I think. This Friday. And it's from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That is heartymealsforall.org. And just as a reminder, the address is 31 College Avenue in Somerville. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And heartymealsforall.org.
Nick, I think you're a hearty meal.
Aw, thank you.
How long were you thinking
I've
about
been called
one?
The heart-
entire time?
I've been called a hearty snack, so this is kind of an upgrade here.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you, though.
So that Bad Bunny Christmas song.
Oh, yeah,
what's
guys.
The deal with that?
Let's hear it.
Okay, so this was... Listen, it's quite embarrassing. I'm, like, Bad Bunny's number one fan, I guess. he has been my number one artist for 5 years in a row. Running strong from 2018, and it's like quite embarrassing, I'm not gonna lie. Like at some point I have to move on. but it's just like a product of where I grew up. And also, he just released an album, so
Can't be stopped.
Like, his album was not the best.
Yeah. Wait, how did you describe that? You said he's just a part of where you're from.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna say when people ask me why I like BLB Kosher. I'd be like, he's just a part of where I'm from. Yeah. Like,
he's in the environment.
I wouldn't expect you to understand.
He wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
That's the streets of LA just. Dude. The music is just always BLP Kosher. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Facts.
Anyway.
But
anyway. He does have a Christmas song, which is crazy. It was part of.
Oh, the new album?
No.
Oh.
This was, Yo hago lo que me da la gana. It was like from 2020. And.
Okay.
This was a crazy song to hear in February when it was released. But enjoy.
Wait, okay, yeah. I'm excited.
Siempre son alegres. Hay otros muy pobres que no tienen nada. Son los que prefieren que nunca llegara. Navidad que vuelve, tradición del año. Unos van alegres y otros van llorando. Navidad que vuelve, vuelve la parranda. En fiesta de reyes todo el mundo canta.
Bitch down. Yeah, that nigga eat me out. town, just left pound town. Left my nigga, he just took a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga dig a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga eat me out. I'm out here in Miami, looking for the hoochie daddy.
Where they at?
Where the niggas that get ratchet?
Where they at?
My son need a new pappy. Too many bitches, where the niggas at? I'm trying to get my coochie scratched.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my coochie stretched.
Yeah.
You know them dreadheads do it the best.
Oh, yeah.
I like a nigga with a check. All my niggas give me neck. You know I'm sexy, I'm the best. I'm the shit, little bitch, I'm that.
You know.
I can't say his name, cause he be cheap.
I love you, baby.
Yeah. And I'm the reason. Niggas love a bad bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
What Suki say, nut on my tits.
Sexy.
Pound town, just left pound town. Left my nigga, he just took a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga dick a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga eat me out. Pound town, just left pound town. Left my nigga, he just took a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga dick a bitch down. Yeah. That nigga eat me out.
Hey yo, red, my name is Pink. I made him go get that ink. Let him eat that pretty pussy. Now he keep trying to link. I'm pimping pinky ring. His ex is his minky dink. I'm about to pop a thingy, then sip on his drinky drink. Get the grip for my bitch's dip. Nigga with my tip, I'ma flip like 100 bricks. Get back with my licks. I'm a bitch, I want fish and grits. Throwing hissy fits. I ain't twerking about chicken when I jerk it with my tits. I be twerking on that dick. Plus I'm slurping every trip. When I ride it, choke his neck or missionary doing splits.
Hello. Girl, guess who baby daddy popping they busty in my motherfucking DM?
Anyway, in Miami, ho. He like be stuck on his camel towel. Eat the pound cake down. I'm waxed up, booty hell waxed down.
Pound town, just left pound town. Let my nigga, he just took a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga dick a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga eat me out. Pound town, just left pound town. Let my nigga, he just took a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga dig a bitch down. Yeah, that nigga eat me out. Oh, oh, oh.
Okay. That was Pound Town by... Wait. By Sexy Red.
What do you think that song is about? I was just thinking about that.
Town.
Well... I saw when you were typing in Pound in the little spintron there, Pound Cake came up, which is a great song by Drake. And it made me think that, you know, the Pound Cake is a food commonly eaten at holidays. And so I like to think that, like, next to the North Pole where Santa's elves are working, there's a place called Pound Town where they make Pound Cake.
What? So you're saying Santa takes the elves to Pound Town?
No. I'm saying it's a separate operation. And they share some of the same machinery, but not all of it. But it's like also like you got the North Pole, and then like the Pound Town's like a little like separate like kind of like administrative district / like yeah.
So true. I was gonna say that actually.
Okay, glad we're on the same wavelength here.
That is so deep.
Thanks. I got me a Christmas theme right. I want to make sure you right. know holiday like tis the season.
This song gagged both of you.
I was sitting here in pensive thought.
And then all of a sudden about it. You were just. Mm-hmm. Shocked.
I was shocked. Yeah. I think it's a great song. That song, also that song Ick. You guys know that song Ick?
Oh, of course. Shout out to my roommate. They play the song. They play that song every day.
It's a fun song.
Nice.
But anyway, moving on. My friend Liliana, she's listening. Shout out. She requested a song, and it's an Aruban Christmas song. I'm so sorry, Queen. I cannot pronounce this, but... you'll see it on the spinatron.
Nick, do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, let me take a read. I've been to Aruba
Nick
once.
That makes him qualified.
Uh-huh. Abri basa, sorry. Abri brasa ritsibi e.
Yes.
Yep.
So.
All right, Liliana, you call in and tell us if that was right.
Don't. Just listen to the song. Please, don't correct me. I think
she
that
said
was right.
Yes, Nick.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Okay.
Shout out Aruba.
Mr. Worldwide over here.
Let's go.
Na 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 Aita quita pásanos misa cumeste tiungo. Algo tan especial y emotivo. Un toque toque mágico. Está magnífico. No te celebre de una manera único. No te baica te dica pa' acá. No te desea pa' de tu rogar sin paz. No te cueparanda de compás. Pa' tu por goza más y más. We'll be right back.
cheese like I'm from Vermont. Why the jit so nonchalant? Chopper with a dick, it's just a plus like in the crucial month. Trudy Nolan, I don't fuck with rats and don't know what they on. Cooper did she add it up? Please excuse my dear. I'm getting cheese like I'm from Vermont. Why the jit so nonchalant? Chopper with a dick, it's just a plus like in the crucial month. Trudy Nolan, I don't fuck with rats and don't know what they on. Cooper did she add it up? Please excuse my dear.
If the truck fit, I might venture off. Wheezy on the half pipe. Kosher Kush, if that's what's in the blunt, then y'all are in the crack pipe. Piping zip bag, he bout to blow it like a bagpipe. Luck of the Irish, all them boys green, I got my bag right. If them boys have emotion, then I'm a ball bearing hoe. I'm fucking your bitch bare, I'm grabbing on her hair and bow. Your shirt maroon, I open fire, just like my heart's a stereo. Hot and Coldplay, and it was all yellow marigold. I got it on me while I'm working out, call it Jim Carrey. I just bought a Mac and I don't miss, so there ain't shit married. Bought that Mac in Amish country, little house up on the prairie. When you see me and you hear that water, where's Perry?
Hey, cheese like I'm from Vermont. Why this jit so nonchalant? Chopper with a dick, it's just a plus like in the crucial month. Trudy Nolan, I don't fuck with rats and don't know what they on. Cooper bitch, she add it up, please excuse my dear. I'm getting cheese like I'm from Vermont. Why this jit so nonchalant? Chopper with a dick, it's just a plus like in the crucial month. Trudy Nolan, I don't fuck with rats and don't know what they on. Cooper bitch, she add it up, please excuse my dear.
I'll teach you how to duck a slug. Cracker don't die, catch him dissing at the airport, that shit won't fly. And if I throw that shit away, make sure it's low tide. Get them heathens out the way since they coincide. Sprinklers went off, I'm about to get them sprayed up. They said my dreams were unrealistic, but I never gave up. Catch me spying in your bushes, Bella Thorne, shake it up. And I got Ronnie on the beat, I told him throw that J up.
I'm getting cheese like I'm from Vermont. Why this jit so nonchalant? Chopper with a dick, it's just a plus like in the crucial month. Trudy Nolan, I don't fuck with rats and don't know what they on. Cooper bitch, she add it up, please excuse my dear.
I'm getting
cheese like I'm from Vermont. Why this jit so nonchalant? Chopper with a dick, it's just a plus like in the crucial month. Trudy Nolan, I don't fuck with rats and don't know what they on. Cooper bitch, she add it up, please excuse my dear.
Crazy song to transition into. That was Nightmare Up North by VLP Kosher, requested by Cosmo Calloway.
Truly an auditory masterpiece.
For sure.
It is.
It's, I mean, honestly, I'm at a loss, I think. Yeah. I don't know if I could find words to describe that experience that we just had together.
And that was my first time hearing it, so like, just like, think about like, I don't know. I'm processing a lot now too.
Cool. Thank you for indulging me. That'll be the last time I think I ever play VLP Kosher on the radio. Thanks.
It's like the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, was this like
I'm
the? I was like, maybe the first time like ever on WMFO, and then like, oh no, you made Donna do it before.
Yeah.
You know what? As long as it made you jump for joy,
it did.
I just wish they could have seen you smiling ear to ear.
It's Hanukkah. You know, I think we're on the fifth night of Hanukkah far. I'm not going to be home until Hanukkah's over.
Oh, that's rough.
I got to have a little bit of Hanukkah with me in my heart.
Of course, of course. BLP will do that.
And who am I to deny you that?
Who are you to deny me that?
Yeah.
Exactly. This is my culture. No.
Facts.
Well,
we respect Cosmo.
That's what I got, guys.
Yeah.
What's Nick's song?
It relates to my culture, which is Home Alone. and for those who are unfamiliar, Home Alone is my all-time favorite movie. Has been for a really long time now. The first one, to be exact. Second one's pretty good. And then after that, it just went downhill. But so it's Carol of the Bells, to be specific. There's a lot of versions. I actually just found out the other day that it's composed and I guess arranged by a Ukrainian artist. So I thought that's cool, too. Over 100 years ago. But long story short, I think and there's a lot of versions out there. Some great orchestras, but none is better than the orchestra that played it in Home Alone. And I don't really want to, like, you know, spoil the plot because it was kind of like a core moment. But I'll just say, you know, go watch it after this, sometime before Christmas. It was like a really inspirational scene for me always, and it just fits in so well. So without further ado, Carol of the Bells.
Can I, Nick, really quick?
Wait, yeah, sure.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
I just want to, before I reveal what the quote is, I just want to make sure I'm getting it right. Read the person who, when ranking their favorite movies, had a fun sandwich.
Yeah, you could say so. Oh, I mean, if you guys want to hear my top three. It's Home Alone 1, then Parasite, then Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. And that's, yeah, that's my all-time list.
I respect that. I think to me, thinking about that, my mind immediately goes to like, okay, so something about Parasite is a little bit better than Home Alone 2, but not quite as good as Home Alone 1.
But yeah,
like, what would pretty much Home Alone 1?
No, it's not really nothing. But also we'll get into that another time. But I mean, honestly, just three masterpieces up there. And it's a tough ranking too, you know? It's like choosing your favorite child.
That's good. No, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's a family movie. It's like you had some contemporary politics in there. I think Trump was
right.
The first one.
Yeah, he made a cameo in the second. Well, second. I mean, that is a factor in why it's, well, yeah, in third. But yeah, he does make a cameo.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn.
It's because Trump wasn't in the first one. That's why he wasn't number one.
Right, exactly.
Right. That's why Parasite isn't even number one. Trump is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. But all right, well, let's hear it.
Well,
hopefully some other people can be inspired and feel the magic of the season.
All right. Well, before we go, this is Anna, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That's my last time saying that for the semester. So sad. But tune in next semester, and maybe it'll be a joint show between all three of us. Who knows?
Stay tuned, indeed.
But this is Carol of the Bells, specifically the Home Alone version.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
Took a left to my libido. I got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart. I got a self-destructive heart.